This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, cues, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Following new developments after a routine eviction turned into a sting operation, literally.
Literally,
ladies and gentlemen.
It all played out in Longmeadow as a woman unleashed a swarm of bees on sheriff's deputies attempting to serve eviction papers.
See,
bees
again. Just a bullet to the skull,
right?
And it's over.
That fast.
What are we doing, America?
Listen, in case you don't know this, you rent a place, you pay rent once a month to the person that owns it or to the landlord.
Wait a minute, okay? Every month?
Every month, and not just the first month you move in, but that's got to happen every fucking month.
Shit, in that case, I'm in trouble.
If that doesn't fucking happen over a couple of months, the law is going to show up at your door, and they're going to post a notice up there. They're going to give you some opportunities to make amends, pay for it, make this right, work it out. But when you don't answer the phone, and when you don't fucking do anything about it, then you get kicked out of your fucking house.
Oh.
That's how it fucking works.
Oh, is that how that works? No. Well, then, if someone is getting kicked out of their house, maybe you mind your own fucking business. Maybe. I don't know.
Everyone, to Western Mass News at 5.
To Western Mass News at 5 o'clock.
I'm Chris Pisano.
And I'm Mary Wilson.
Ooh, Mary Wilson's a fucking yikes. Ooh, that voice just cuts through your fucking cranium, doesn't it?
Didn't she sing for the fucking Supremes or something?
Western Mass News reporter Glenn Kittle joins us live in studio with that story. Glenn.
Why are they doing a sweeper sound when he's in the fucking studio? They don't need it.
Yeah, Chris, Mary, it's definitely a story you don't hear every day. The Hampton County Sheriff's Department tells me several of their deputies...
Oh, God, the Hamptons.
Oh, God. He was evicted from a million-dollar house, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Deputies arrived at the $1.5 million home to serve eviction papers.
Hey, you're out.
On homeowner Elton King Jr.
Oh, God.
I see.
Bees and bystanders were stung by bees unleashed by a woman protesting an eviction.
Fucking lunatic. Go fuck yourself.
Bees! Thinking she's got some kind of fucking superpower, that nut job.
Take a look at these photos of a woman donning.
Take a look at these photos.
A beekeeper's outfit as she
nuts.
Oh.
Protest the eviction of a Longmeadow man from his Memory Lane home last week.
Well, that's all he's got in the house.
Memories.
Memories of the fucking house. $1.5 million house. I mean, if you move in, you got to kind of have the money for it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Hope you got the monies to be paying for this place.
Cool, this is a vacation you've been taking.
Yeah. Yolanda, or whatever her name is.
You know, I heard she was in a purple, or I heard that guy was in a purple suit.
Yeah? Did you get a race?
Uh-huh.
Did you get a race?
Oh.
It's a nigga in a purple suit.
Oh.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback. And I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this restaurant.
Some merchandise?
There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now hold up, Slickback.
Now hold up.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
No.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback. Like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Can we call you Slickback for short?
No!
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Crystal!
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
If you've not seen the first season of the Boondocks, man,
I really
fucking
need to.
It is fucking special television,
fucking
man.
Fucking Cat
it
Williams
is,
cracks me
it
up,
it is
man.
Fucking good. Stink Meaner and Pimp Named Slickback and Uncle Ruckus. And,
Uncle Ruckus.
Oh, my God. I mean, that first season of that show is fucking special,
what
man.
Is it? The Boondocks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle Ruckus was the...
Uncle Ruckus.
He was... Uncle Ruckus was a black guy that hated black people. And, I mean that character is just... Oh,
is that
God.
Who's talking to Slickback? I'm sorry, a pimp named Slickback?
No, that was the granddad.
Okay.
Uncle Ruckus and...
Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah. I even forget how... Oh. This is Uncle Ruckus at the very white social event. Big lawn with tents, you know, and silverware, and you like the whole bit.
Pay attention, please. My name is Uncle Ruckus, no relation. I want to sing y'all a brand new song I just wrote called Don't Trust Them New Niggas Over There. Sing along if you know the words.
Don't trust them.
Don't trust them new niggas over there, leaving they nigger essence in the air.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Them happy, nappy-head niggas with the fingers on the trigger. Don't trust them new niggas over there. Don't trust them nostrils over yonder. To suck up so much air, it'll make you wonder. Don't trust them new niggas with their spotty little nigger figures. Don't trust them new niggas over there.
I think the N-word is okay as long as they say it.
I'm illegally downloading the first season of this show tonight.
Buddy, I got the DVD. You can take it.
Okay.
It is special television. Is it
DVD
very,
or Blu-ray?
DVD.
Okay, I got a DVD player there.
It is. It's very
God,
funny.
Jesus Christ.
It's very, very funny.
This goes back, what, 15 years?
Many years. Yeah. Many, many years.
Holy. Many, many years.
Many, many years. Many, many french fries. Stupid joke.
Many, many corn dogs.
Many, many corn.
The Hampton County Sheriff's Department tells me some of their
deputies. Oh, my God.
Hamptons. Good
God. And bystanders were stung by bees unleashed by a woman protesting an eviction. Take a look at these photos of a woman donning
Take
a beekeeper's outfit as she protests the eviction of a Longmeadow man from his Memory Lane home last
I'm
week.
I'm sorry. Shh. Somebody's getting evicted. She's
yes.
upset about it
yes.
and protesting this.
Yes.
She's not getting evicted.
Nope.
She's just a fucking busybody who needs to keep her fucking nose out of shit.
Correct.
Oh, she needs shot.
He's She's the Tiger Woods' mom of fucking neighborhood evictions.
What happened?
Oh, I'm so. Yes. Oh, I hate her so much.
Uh-huh. Minutes later, an SUV towing a trailer pulled into the driveway, and a woman emerged with the from the driver's seat. She unleashed bees on people.
We're following new developments after a group
tells me several of their deputies and bystanders were stung by bees unleashed by a woman protesting an eviction. Take a look at these photos of a woman donning a beekeeper's outfit as she protests the eviction of a Longmeadow man from his Memory Lane home last week. She arrived hauling boxes full of bees, which she tried to release outside the house, but Hampton County Sheriff's Department stepped in quickly to try and close the lids. Chief Deputy Sheriff of Hampton County, Robert Hoffman, tells Western Mass News this act of violence...
Oh, Western Massachusetts, oh God.
Oh, brother. Oh, God.
...was unexpected.
I've been doing this for 17 years, and we try to do a great job of
evicting rich people from their homes. Yeah, we try our best on that.
Yeah.
Sizing up different situations.
Because we got to make the Democrats still feel good about us in this town, so that's what we do. Cocksuckers.
Situations that we're walking into each day. It was Miss Woods' arrival with her vehicle and trailer that really kind of caused things to go haywire, if you will.
We're told in the scuffle, the boxes fell over, releasing bees on several sheriff's deputies and bystanders. Woods then put on a beekeeper's outfit and brought another box of bees to the front door and started to agitate the bees in an attempt to stop the eviction. Woods was then arrested and is facing a long list of charges, including four counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Hoffman
had gone after her with a flamethrower like Leo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Fuck you, you cunt bitch.
Adds, the sheriff's
eat fire, you fucking menace.
Department has always tried to deal with these incidents as professionally as possible, and cases of violence typically don't occur during most evictions.
I would say the occasions of violence are rather rare, and we like to kind of chalk that up as we due to our outreach, you know, our relationship we try to build.
We'd like to extend this laurel and hearty handshake. Outreach.
I think you said the sheriff is near. Nope. That's not what he was saying.
No, he didn't. What'd you say there, Gabby Johnson?
That's not what he was saying.
As honorary chairman of the welcoming committee, it is my privilege to extend to you a laurel and hearty handshake.
A laurel and hearty handshake. Goddamn. That's fucking genius.
Did you ever see Stand and Laurel, that movie?
No, I did not.
You can borrow that, too.
Is that good?
It's PG. It's harmless. I loved it. Oh, I thought it was fucking terrific.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah.
A woman convinced followers. She had followers.
Like on social media followers?
No, followers. I think like cult.
Cult
followers. Okay. That she was a deity.
Oh.
And they... got them to give her millions of dollars, eat feces.
Thanks for the $1 million. Eat shit, motherfuckers.
The woman played the role of a deity, and that's an important part of the sentence, that she played the role of a deity, because there aren't any deities.
Right, so you have to...
And your belief is a prison that you need to kind of free yourself from.
It's a fucking pox on the rest of us, so go fuck yourself in your belief.
Play the role of a deity so convincingly, she allegedly got one of her devotees to donate $3.5 million. A few others to forcibly extract a woman's tooth.
What?
And some others to consume human feces.
Oh, no!
Now, you may be saying to yourself at home, why would Brian... Well, because Jeff hates these stories, and that's why I do it. Wu Mei Ho, the fuck did you call me?
What?
52.
Fuck you.
52 is said to have conspired with her followers to falsely declare their income in order to secure more than $5 million in loans to purchase properties. Land baron.
Yeah, I got some property on an island I'm looking at. It's called Jonestown.
Epstein Island.
That's the only island. Was Jonestown an island?
No.
I was down in what, South America?
No, I was New Guinea.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was.
That's right.
Oh! Oh, no, wrong.
Sorry.
Sorry. Wrong guinea.
Oh,
huh?
What are you calling a guinea, you wop motherfucker? You know how much I like my racial slurs, and I'm really sad that I didn't pick up on that right away.
Jeff sent me a TikTok the other night, and it was a television performance of the Osmonds from 1972.
Yeah.
They were performing a song called Wild Horses.
Crazy
Horses.
Crazy Horses.
And I said, oh, yeah, you didn't know they put out a hard rock album?
I did not know.
72. Come to find out, they put out two hard rock albums. 72 and 73.
The Osmonds Double Live.
Yeah. Live with a bullet? I wish.
Yeah, right. Live with the gold plates. Here we go. Fucking stupid Mormons.
Crazy Horses is the... And by the way, it went gold in this country in 72.
It's gold, Jerry. It's fucking gold.
It's gold, Jerry.
Crazy it Horses. Went fucking gold. Really?
Yep. According to Wikipedia, an impeccable source. Mm. It reached number 14 on the Billboard Top LPs chart on December 23rd, 72. Two singles were released in support of the album, Hold Her Tight and Crazy Horses, both of which reached number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles charts. Certified gold by the RIAA on January 24th, 1973. So it sold 500,000 fast.
Wow.
Yep.
Gross. Come on, America. What were you doing? Oh, that drug fucking phase of the 70s had just kicked in. Nobody knew what the fuck they were doing.
The first single was called Hold Her Tight, March 17th, 1972.
Let's hear this shit.
All right.
Hold Her Tight.
Hold Her Tight. The Osmonds, everybody, on TGU Radio. I'll introduce you and hit the post. So far, it's Led Zeppelin. So.
It's the immigrant song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You guys can see Jeff's face.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
Here's the way it goes. There's a way it's real. Everybody knows. Hold it tight. My whole life, baby.
Now,
this is terrible.
Now listen, you know
and
me.
And you can go fuck yourself.
Now listen, you know me.
I swear to God, if you're going to find something good in this, I'm going to fucking slug you.
You know me. I love a good horn section, and that's not it.
Thank you. Jesus Christ, this is an abortion.
No, it's not, because this is still legal.
This should be illegal.
It's a little too close to home for the young people, because, you know, old people aren't fucking, so we don't care. Buddy.
Oh, God, that's just awful.
Building upon the sound of the band's previous album, Phase 3, Crazy Horses is a hard rock and heavy metal album. I must politely disagree with that fucking assessment. Cited as particularly significant in the evolution of heavy metal music.
What?
I think Wikipedia's...
Yeah, I think I've heard James Hetfield references before as, you know, something that really fucking lit his fire to want to, you know. Yeah.
Author and music journalist Chuck Eddy ranked Crazy Horses as number 66 in his 1991 book, The 500 Best Heavy Metal Albums in the Universe.
He ranked this what?
66.
Oh, fuck you, Eddy.
Out of 500.
I wouldn't rank this 660. I would rank this 666 out of 500 just to piss off the Mormons.
Merrill Osmond was the lead singer.
Merrill?
Merrill. on most songs as he was lead singer for the Osmonds.
Who fucking names a kid Merrill?
The fucking Amish, dude.
They're not Amish, they're Mormon. Same fucking Amish, difference.
Mormon, same difference. Got weird underwear and gives a shit.
I better be careful. I don't want to offend Merrill. He might go tell his moms on me.
I don't want to offend the Amish, but they'll never know. So.
Yeah, right. The difference fuck is them. Yeah.
I like making fun of the Amish because they'll never know. What's that old David telling
me? Yeah, it's never like, you know, you're going to get a call from the Amish going, hey, listen, we were listening to your show today. No, you weren't.
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't.
Prove it. I don't believe you.
And if you were, then fuck you and your whole fucking gimmick.
Now, that's what it is, too, a gimmick. It's Merrill Osmond was the lead singer.
Merrill.
Jay was the lead on Crazy Horses. With Alan, Wayne, and Donnie each taking portions of the vocals on some of the... That album went gold in the United States of America. Crazy Horses, ladies and gentlemen, by the odds. The next album, 1973, was called The Plan. The Plan, apparently, is a very Mormon-heavy album.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what they say. I didn't listen to any of it, but...
What makes it Mormon-heavy?
It's about Mormonism. Yeah. This is Crazy Horses right here. Now this is this song I knew.
You'd heard this before I sent you that TikTok?
Yeah.
Never heard it. This one's
I gotta tell you
catchy.
Something. Look, I gotta tell you
ain't
something.
Bad hook.
I gotta tell you something. You know, and I hate to say this out loud, but I like this hook and I like the horns in it, and I like the solo in it.
Hey, you like a fucking horn in
it's
you.
Well, I sure do, and I will not have you speak ill of the horn in my ass. Oh, right now, cunt faggot. I'm fat. Fuck you. Didn't even feel that.
Right.
That's what she said. There's a message to so, in the air. I like, yeah. This song is about cars that pollute the earth, is what the song is about, by the way. I had to look that up, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. The crazy horses are the cars that pollute society. Good.
Yeah, are you walking from gig to gig,
no,
stupid?
No, just like they're not doing it now either. Now that's bad. That's pretty gnarly right there.
It's so lyrically very bad.
It's just...
We could redo this song, heavy it up, and call it Crazy Mormons.
Dude, 100? You wouldn't have to go hard to heavy this up, either.
No, you wouldn't. It's there.
I mean, you wouldn't
it's
have
there.
To go... Yeah, it wouldn't take you long to get there.
Crazy Mormons.
I don't mind that solo either. Lyrically, very gay. Very, very gay. That's Donnie doing that.
You know
by
what
the
that
way.
Noise that... is? That's that noise that fucking Elmo made when that inspector came across his face.
Well, I like that. I came across his face. That is Donnie doing that, by the way, I read. Yeah. Yeah, two hard rock albums from the Osmonds.
Oof.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would disagree.
Yes. Yeah, I must politely disagree with the term. But again, I like that hook, and I like the horns, and I like the guitar. It's not... You can salvage that song.
Oh,
lyrics
yeah, that,
are,
yeah.
Lyrics are very, very bad.
Yeah, you'd have
very
to
bad.
The lyrics.
Yeah, very bad. But it can be salvaged. I'm saying it can be saved.
You could fucking save the lyrics on that song by taking a dictionary, putting it against the wall, and just throwing darts at random pages and choosing the words that darts hit.
going back to that story about the woman who was a cult leader?
Yes.
In February 2016,
Woo. Who?
Whoa.
Who?
Ooh, whoa. Hey, you fuck, I'll kill you. I'll fucking kill you. Take every suit in the fucking store. Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
I go in, I got to get a suit.
Yeah.
Right? Walk into this clothing thing. It's Chinese Chinaman. Sales guy.
Chinaman.
Comes over to me. Can I help you? How are you today?
Jesus Christ.
Oh. So I like had it up to this fucking point. I'm figuring, all right, he's a little Chinese guy. What the fuck am I going to do? I said, yeah, I need a suit, a blue suit, 42 long. So he's looking at me. 38?
Now listen.
42 long.
42 long.
I don't care what anyone says. 42 long, and the guy hearing it as 40 is too long.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think about dice. I don't care what you think about this bit. That is clever. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
38? Don't read my fucking lips. 40 too long.
40?
40?
40? That's too small.
No, it's too small.
40 too long. 42? What the fuck are you talking about?
The fuck are you talking?
We are 40 too long. 40? It's too small, y'all fuck.
It's too small, y'all fuck.
I mean, for a half hour over there.
Half hour over there?
I'm standing back and forth like I'm playing fucking ping pong with the... Yeah, 42 fucking long. 40? I'm looking at this fucking guy like... Oh, fucking chink. How many times I gotta fucking tell you this? 42 fucking long.
40 fucking short.
40 fucking short. 42 fucking... I go, what's your name, right? So I go, Choose. I go, God bless you. You know, I mean, I'm nice, you know. I say, so what's your name?
Yeah, I'm nice, you know.
I'm nice, you know. Hey, like, yeah.
After I called you a chink and a fuck and everything else. Oh, I'm nice, right?
Yeah.
Right.
God bless you.
Man, when I was in Nashville, I read most of his book that he put out years ago. It is a garbage.
Who, Chews?
Dice. Oh. Yeah, Chews. Chew wrote a book called Now I Get It.
Oh, 42 long.
Oh. Now I understand the book was called.
What's your name? Joe. What, you got the fucking flu? No, he works here too. So now I understand it's his name. So I go, all right, look, Joe. He goes, God bless you. What the fuck is going on? I'll make it fucking rain in here. Just get me the fucking suit.
He's had it.
He's had it.
I didn't buy the suit, man. Because then we finally figure out the size. Now we don't have the color. I'm going, yeah, all right, give it to me navy blue. Navy roll? Blue, yeah, fuck, I'll kill you. I'll just fucking kill you. I'll take every suit in the fucking store.
You fuck, I'll kill you.
Blow.
So you wonder where we get that from.
Yes.
You wonder where Jeff and I get that from. Blow. I also have...
Jesus.
Blow. I also have been slowly replacing several DVDs with Blu-rays. Not all of them, but some of them. And I have a DVD copy of Schindler's List if you're interested in that.
I've seen it.
It's actually a pretty good transfer on, I mean, even for a DVD, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I, yeah, so I got that in the mail the other day.
Did you get the special cattle car edition of Schindler's List?
Yeah, it came with a fucking... You fucking open up the doors of the cattle car and it's got two discs inside. Cattle car. You ought to be fucking ashamed of yourself. You led me into that, you fucking...
The wheels of the car, the fucking discs.
Oh, man. That is gnarly.
Comes with a free tooth.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Oh, this is how the show ends.
Just a pair of John Lennon glasses and some hair that got left behind. Oof. So, you know, they're kind of forcing Elon Musk to buy Twitter, you know, because he was going to buy it, then he backed out, and they sued him, so they're kind of forcing him. So he's like, all right, I'll buy it. What the fuck? Musk plans to cut Twitter's staff by nearly 75%. That is fucking beautiful, man. Holy shit. Wow. 75%.
You know, you guys could be replaced by buckets of sand.
Yeah, I mean, do you fucking realize, you know.
By 75%,
says this headline I just
saw. Three fucking quarters gone.
Yep. See ya. Oh, I love it. I fucking love it.
Guy's going to make his money back in
never.
Two pay periods.
Yeah. I don't know how. I mean, he's going to take it private is the first thing. So all that money's going to the investors. He's taking it private again. So, and then he's firing all these people. He's bound and determined. He'll never get his $44 billion back.
No.
But he's bound and determined for that company to make fucking money, sounds like. Oh. Schindler's
Victims.
List, by the way, might be the greatest movie ever made. It is probably the greatest movie ever made.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It is really something.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for a work of fiction.
Jesus Christ. That's Jeff Durant, by the way.
Conspiracy theory, Jeff.
Oh, I fucking. That's one of my favorite things you do. Your fucking moon landing shit. You had a thing on the moon landing one time. And it was years ago that made me laugh. Well, if it really happened, and I fucking laughed. Oh my god.
Did it really?
Yeah. Oh, it was fucking Stanley Kubrick in a studio, and The Shining is supposed to be all about how he faked the moon landing.
Right.
You ever
seen
that documentary?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
yes,
god.
Yes, I have. Yes,
what
I
the
have.
Fuck?
Everything's significant. Yeah. You know, the thing of it is, you can find significance in fucking anything.
Or,
if
or,
you look hard enough.
Or nothing.
Yeah, right.
Which is,
or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is probably better for you, to be honest with you.
You know, there have been things that have gone on.
Thanks.
That were suspected to be, you know, I think the government's doing tests on things in the MK Ultra. You know, things that have been proven.
The fuck is MK Ultra?
Or maybe that's not the one I'm thinking of. I don't know. Anyway, there have been things that were theorized in the past.
Yeah.
And that were proven true. You know, nothing like, you know, the moon landing was faked or anything like that. But there have been things, you know, I guess my point being is that, you know, the government does surreptitious things and the FBI does things. And, hey, you know what? They don't tell people about it. What really cracks me up about these conspiracy theorists is that no matter what you think you found, you stay up all night looking on the internet for that one picture from the moon landings that's going to be the one that you can post and go, yep, this is it. You know what, though? You find it. You know what happens?
Nothing.
You got to fucking get up and go to work the next day again because you got to pay for that fucking internet access so you can keep trying to dig up this fucking crap.
It's a mania.
Jesus Christ.
Project MK Ultra was an illegal human experimentation program
okay, it was. Yeah.
Designed and undertaken by the CIA intended to develop procedures and identify drugs that could be used in interrogations to weaken individuals and force confessions through brainwashing and psychological torture.
You never fucking read...
No!
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I sit here and make the jokes, and I don't... I believe we went to the moon and everything.
What?
But I like to fucking dive down some of these rabbit holes sometimes.
Here's
the
thing.
It's entertaining for me.
Here's the thing. I mean, it's... Yes, we went to the moon... No, the world isn't flat. Yes,
right, yeah.
Yes, Oswald shot Kennedy.
Yeah.
What's the name one conspiracy theory that you go, that's...
I don't know if I want to get into this with you.
That's plausible. That's because I'll tell you mine is the fucking Epstein thing.
Oh, yeah. No, That's not a hard one to get around.
That is as plausible as any conspiracy theory I've ever heard.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think that at some level, I think they all could be plausible because I think our government has unlimited resources, and it's been proven, MKUltra, that they will do sneaky things. I think they all could be. Well, I'm not saying they are.
Now, when I was young, now I'm talking about in my 20s, in my early 20s, I'll tell you what a JFK conspiracy guy I was. I went to fucking like speeches and shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I was a huge JFK conspiracy guy, and I read a book by a guy named Gerald Posner. Now after that, I went on to read much better books. Vincent Bugliosi wrote a book that was, it was like a 1,000-page book about the assassination. It was kind of condensed down to a book called Parkland. That is phenomenal. But Gerald Posner's book was the first one where I went, oh, that's, all right, now I understand, you know, that, okay, now I got it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And Bugliosi's book is just fun. I mean, it is the fucking, but you always got to be open to have your mind changed. And that Epstein thing always seemed a little...
Oh, that
always
seemed a little bonkers to me. That Epstein thing's not hard to fucking get in line with, man.
And I'm not trying
to
fucking
Christ.
Now look, I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm not trying to be like, now listen, you Epstein.
Yeah.
But you know, like that cat knew a lot of people, and no one fucking... And look, years he gave a lot of money to the fucking cops, and he got away with that shit, including being fucking charged and sentenced and shit, and he got away with that shit for he knew what a lot of really powerful people dipped their cocks into.
He had a lot of fucking contacts, man.
Man,
and a lot of clients.
And even at this remove, where's his fucking black book at?
Yep.
At this remove, why do we not know anything?
Why, if you were any one of those people in that book, why would you not want this covered up?
Right.
You would do anything to make sure that your name did not fucking get
out. Buddy. I mean,
sure.
It's not.
I mean, that's fucking, I mean, that's,
you know,
get some, that's some serious shit.
Now, listen, the fact of the matter is, Epstein was a rich, entitled asshole. He was facing the rest of his life in a fucking, probably a federal prison, which by any stretch of the imagination is not pleasant before the rapes, you know, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, going from his mansions and his planes and his fucking kid fucking island
to getting fucked in the ass
to getting fucked in the ass in a federal prison, yeah, I probably would have considered hanging myself too. You know?
Yeah.
I know people who were like in their 50s and still potheads. That's what I can't figure out. I think you could intellectually be convinced that, you know, whatever your questions are, you could find the answer and believe it. Fucking 50-year-old potheads can't be fucking helped. You know what I mean? Like, just, ugh, what are you doing? Like, if you're over the age of, like, I don't know, 24 or 25 and you're still smoking to get high, like, all right, I've got glaucoma or cancer and I can't eat and the drugs make me, all right, I'm not shitting on you for that. It's whatever, you know? But if you're 24, 25, and you, oh man, I can't wait to get off work and fucking get fucked up. Really?
Yeah, right, yeah.
What? I mean, have you considered, I don't know, opening a book or fucking any kind of intellectual fucking, you know?
Yeah.
Soiks.
Be a grown up?
Oh, I mean, I don't understand. I don't, you know.
And well, this is also the same crowd that, you know, I don't want to adult today. Adulting sucks.
It does, though.
Well, I know it does, but God damn, be a fucking grown-up about it.
Yeah.
What else? What are you going to do? Well, most of them go live in their parents' basement, so.
Yeah. Do you know how much money I'd save if I lived in my dad's fucking basement? By the way, I'm going to be 50 in a few weeks, and I made a decision I'd like to share with you now.
Yeah.
When I turn 50, I'm going to add a title to my name.
Oh, Jesus.
And it is, here it is, Brian Wise, Senior Advisor. Because.
Okay, yes.
Old guys have no trouble telling you what you should fucking do.
Yep, and Senior Advisor. I like it.
And I am one of those guys.
Yes, now, that's perfect.
My dad is especially hilarious in that because he's 75 and my dad will go, listen, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. And then he tells you what you should fucking do.
Exactly.
It's hilarious.
It's like when people say, hey, look, man, no offense, but yeah, no, you're going to offend me.
Hey, it looks good on you, though, you know? My dad is hilarious at it. My dad's got that old guy. Now, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. But what you need to do he's the funniest, my dad.
Your dad's fucking hilarious. I have that electronic picture frame hanging up.
Oh, yeah.
My desk at home, where I'm working most of the time now, hanging up on the wall, and it's got that picture I sent you of your mom and dad sitting on the couch. I fucking love that picture.
It's a great picture.
It's such a great picture.
I got to get one of those. I'm getting one of those for Christmas, and I'm going to
have... The electric...
Yeah.
The digital frame?
Yeah. Right. And I'm going to have all the grandkids download the app and send pictures to it between now and Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give it to her at Christmas.
Nice.
It's going to be awesome.
Dude, those are really fucking cool.
Yeah. They're like $100, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, probably depends on the size you get. Yeah. And, you know, honestly, I think there may be some. Was it the retard joke? Was it the fucking Auschwitz joke? Was it the, you know, I have offended a lot of people in this episode.
God damn, they're really coming down my road,
too. Yeah, they really are.
Oh, shit.
Are you serious? Where are they at? Next door?
No, they went down that way.
Yeah?
Oh, shit. I better go make sure they're not going to beat down the fucking door.
Those picture frames are cool, man. Yeah. What really sucks on is when you fuck up and you put your fucking, your disc with pictures on it and it's all your porn shit.
No.
You don't realize it for like a day or two.
Now that's one way to look at that. The other way is we need to have one of those hanging in the studio soon. So, careful what you wish for, my friend. Anyway.
I gotta pee.
Yeah, I know you do. It is 6:08 on the East Coast. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.